Mishnah Beis, the subject of this Mishnah is a case where there is a doubt as to whether something is muktzah or not. Now, in general, there's a rule of Sofik de'oraisa l'chumra, that if you have a doubt in the case of something which is a mid'oraisa, it's a Torah law, so then you have to be strict. Whereas if it's mid'rabbanon, then Sofik mid'rabbanon l'kula, one is allowed to be lenient in such a case of a doubt. Now, muktzah is mid'rabbanon, albeit something which was instituted very early, even in the times of the Nevi'im, in the days of Nehemiah, nevertheless it is still considered mid'rabbanon, and so one would have thought that it should be lenient. Then in a case of doubt, it should be permitted to move that item. However, in this Mishnah we will see that it is a subject to debate. Mitzuras chayav oif v'dogim, sha'asonu erev yom tov, if somebody made traps for wild animals, for birds, or for fish, before yom tov began, so he did that in a permitted way, lo yitol mehem b'yom tov, he is not allowed to take the animals from those traps on yom tov, unless he knows as a fact that they were trapped already from before Yom Tov. Because whether something is muktzah or not is decided on the moment that Shabbos or Yom Tov begins. So since over here there is a possibility that when Yom Tov began, the animal had not yet been trapped, in which case that animal had not yet been designated for use at the beginning of Yom Tov, in which case it remains muktzah for the rest of Yom Tov. So even though it's a doubt in the case of a mid'rabbanon, nevertheless it is ruled stringently, and it will be forbidden to move that and take it off the trap. The Mefarshim discuss the reasons for this, possibly since it's relatively easy not to violate this mid'rabbanon, just don't eat the fish, or don't eat whatever animal you trapped, you can just wait a few hours until Yom Tov goes out and then eat it. So therefore we are strict even in a case of doubt when it comes to muktzah. However, Rabban Gamliel argues, and the Gemara explains that one actually has to add words into the Mishnah, that Rabban Gamliel argues and he holds that it is permitted, as is illustrated from the following story. There was a story which once happened with a particular non-Jew, Shehevi Dogim to Rabban Gamliel, who brought fish to Rabban Gamliel on Yom Tov, and he wasn't sure, it was a doubt, whether the fish had been trapped that day, or whether they had been caught the previous day before Yom Tov. The Omar and Rabban Gamliel said, Mutorin Hain, they are permitted. A case of a doubtful muktzah is ruled leniently, according to the regular rule of Sofik Rabbanon Lakula, that we go leniently when it comes to Rabbanon law. Elo she'en yutzen l'kabel memenu. But my desire is not to receive it from that non-Jew. Either Rabban Gamliel wanted to be strict upon himself, or he was enemies with this particular non-Jew, and he didn't want to receive it from him, or perhaps it was a non-Jewish holiday, so there were Avodah Zorah concerns. But the point is that in terms of the laws of Yom Tov and Muktzah, Rabban Gamliel said that it was totally permitted. And so we see that he argues on the Tanakama, and according to Rabban Gamliel, a doubtful case of Muktzah is ruled leniently and it is permitted to move that item.